I'm Dr. Sarah Coy and I'm a paediatric doctor at Crosshouse Hospital.
So first of all, just tell us about this event that's happening on the 6th of May.
So we are holding the Candy Floss Ball and it's our first event that we are planning for our charity, which is Memories Are Better Than Dreams, and it's to raise funds to support the families that our team look after.
So what kind of families is it that this charity supports?
We support any family in Ayrshire and Arran whose baby, child or young person has a life-limiting or life-threatening illness. And we support them alongside their families during their illness and also after their death.
And how did this charity come to be?
It came about probably my colleague Aileen's idea in the first place. She's cared for this type of patient and their families for a long time, and we saw a need to support them in this way at end of life, because there's lots of fantastic charities that support children who've got various diagnoses, but there was a gap there for how to help them at end of life with their special wishes around that time, and that's where it started.
And how did you come up with the name?
That was actually a parent that wrote us a card after we'd been involved with them, and it was a quote that she had put on the card, and we thought that was just perfect as the name for the charity.
So at the moment you're just, you know, in the process of, you know, setting up the charity and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
What can people do to get involved and help?
They can contact us here at Crosshouse Hospital. We've had people before that have actually gone out and run a race for fundraising, and they can come along to any of the events that we're running. This is obviously the first, but we're hoping there'll be more. And they can make donations too. There's already been people that have just come and approached us and sent us monetary gifts, and it'll all be added together and go back to support these families.
What's the next step for the charity?
Well, to formally be registered, and that process is underway, and that way too we can make better use of the money that we do have, and probably then we can publicise it better. Locally, make sure people know that it's there, and by having that charitable status, it lets us then approach other means of funding from the big lottery, etc. There's other ways that you can make best the funds that you do then receive.
Aileen, if I could just come to you. So what is your role involved with the charity?
Through the work that I do on a daily basis, working with the families, I can see where the need is to help support the families, particularly to achieve their wishes and to make the memories that they really need to make of their children that will last with them forever.
What's it like for a family who are going through something like this to get support from your charity?
The families do report back to us that it is a great help to them, that it takes a lot of pressure off them. These families are often looking after children that have long-term needs, and there can be real financial constraints on the families. People have to give up work to look after their children, and for the extra things that our charity really wants to provide for them, they're not things that they're going to be able to do. So it does make a huge difference to them, particularly in their journey through bereavement once their child is gone.
What sort of things does a charity cater for? Is it like making final wishes come true, or even just for headstones and things?
Yeah, the charity will cater for a big range of things, really tailored to what the family would like. We have provided headstones for families that their children had passed. We've helped with memorial jewellery, memory boxes to get children, not to particularly provide holidays for the children, but to help support them to have those holidays. Just really anything that will help them make memories.
Why did you feel it was important to you to get involved with something like this?
Because I see what the families go through. I know the families. I've seen particularly how difficult it was for families when they've not been able to acknowledge their child after they've passed away. It's devastating for them and actually is very detrimental to their own health. So it's just something that we want to do to help avoid that.
And Friday the 6th of May, you're having your first big bash at fundraising. It's, you're going all out, really.
Yes, we are. we've aimed big, and it's going to be a huge fun event with a serious purpose, but the night's going to be a lot of fun and hopefully raise a lot of funds for our families.